Chapter 4. The man at the door clearly isn't a courier from the office. He is wearing a suit, but the fabric is wrinkled, as if he's been sleeping in his clothes. Atop his head is a brown fedora like Harrison Ford wore in the Indiana Jones movies. The man pulls a badge from his jacket, flashes it in front of Leo's face, then makes it disappear back into his suit. "I'm Jeffrey Wilkins from the SEC," the man says. "I need to come in and ask you some questions." "I don't understand," Leo says, trying to make sense of what is happening. "What is this about?" "Sir," the agent says, "it's urgent that I come inside." The agent tries to step forward, but Leo doesn't make room for him. The man stands uncomfortably close to Leo. "Are you sure you have the right address? My name is Leo Fisher." "Time is of the essence. We're investigating misconduct at your firm, and I need to ask you a few questions. We're speaking with all the partners. I've just come from Mr. Corman's residence." "On a Sunday night?" Leo says. "Like I said, this is urgent." Leo's heart starts to race. What is going on? "I'm not at liberty to discuss matters relating to my firm," Leo says, "or my clients." "Even when something illegal is going on?" "There is nothing illegal going on at the firm," Leo says.
"You're sure?"
"To my knowledge, yes." The agent is probably in his 30s, but he has a chubby, boyish face with a brown goatee and a sorry excuse for a mustache. Despite his youthful features, there is something in the man's face that is disquieting. Anger seems to be bubbling just beneath the surface. "I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave," Leo says. "If you want to drop by the office tomorrow, I'd be happy to speak with you."
"Really?"
"Yes."
"If I come tomorrow," the agent says, "I'm bringing a warrant and police. I think it would be easier if we talked tonight, off the record."
Leo thinks for a moment. "May I see that badge again?" Leo asks. Leo expects the agent to oblige and show his badge, even if he is irritated by the request. But the agent does nothing of the sort. Instead, he shoves Leo...